VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Kim Jong-un of South Korea has been elected president of Interpol, defeating a Russian candidate strongly opposed by the U.S., Britain, and other European nations. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kim's Interpol election win can be seen as a victory for the White House and its European partners, who'd lobbied against Alexandra Prokopchuk's attempt to be named the next president of the policing organization. The longtime veteran of Russia's security services had been strongly opposed by many nations. They had expressed concern that if Prokopchuk had been elected, it would lead to further Kremlin abuses of Interpol's red notice system to go after political opponents and fugitive dissidents.
The international aid group Save the Children said Wednesday that an estimated 85,000 children under age 5 may have died of hunger and disease since the outbreak of Yemen's civil war in 2015. The group said for every child killed by bombs and bullets, dozens are starving to death, and it's entirely preventable. Afghanistan observed a national day of mourning Wednesday, a day after dozens of people died in a terror attack in the capital, Kabul. Myanmar's high court has ruled that two jailed Reuters reporters can appeal their convictions on charges of violating the country's law that prohibits the gathering of secret documents to help an enemy. The appeal cited evidence that police framed the journalists. Lawyers also said there was a lack of a proof of crime. UN diplomat Martin Griffiths is in Yemen to prepare for peace talks after fresh fighting erupted in the key port city of Hodeidah. Griffiths was scheduled to meet with Iran-aligned Houthi officials in the Yemeni capital Sana'a in an attempt to persuade them to begin negotiations in Sweden by year's end. This is VOA News.